Hi, I'm Tanya Prince, and today I'm going to be speaking with Linda Wood, EFT trainer, therapist, and developer of Magic Buttons, the Therapy Bear. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for asking.
So how did you come up with the idea of using bears to tap on?
Well, it was actually what I call a divine inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
It was every morning, you know, in that state where you wake up and you haven't quite got your mind in that whirlwind that mm-hmm. we usually get into, this thought would come into my head. And at first I thought it was my own thought, and then it would begin to become more persistent
mm-hmm.
until finally I started arguing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to make bears. And then I finally surrendered and just began making them, and I realized that that thought wasn't mine.
Yeah, I mean, I've come across a lot of people, who've kind of had that inspirational moment in the moment between being asleep and being fully awake.
Uh-huh.
You know? Tapas Fleming, who developed TAT, being kind of one of those people who developed TAT after a moment, after going to sleep, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but like I say, many people have had that kind of inspiration at those moments. So, what are the benefits of using therapy bear as opposed to the normal way of tapping?
Well, it's fantastic to use it, of course, as a vehicle for tapping for someone else
mm-hmm.
when you want to send healing and love to someone else.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to have something to focus that on
mm-hmm.
as you're working with them. And with kids, it's a great doorway into kids because a bear is universal language.
Mm-hmm.
And you can work with kids of all languages, you know, with a bear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having a communication problem, it's excellent. And they're more apt to open up to a bear.
Yeah.
And because they don't want to have problems. So if you let magic have the problems, then they'll just readily help you, and it's much quicker to get through to them.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the neatest ways that I've found is, like today I was working with a client who couldn't get in touch with his anger.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an issue that he knew he should be angry about, but he just couldn't get it. It was not safe to go to this anger. And it just popped into my head, grab a bear. I said, if I gave you a bear, could you take your anger out on the bear? So he said, well, yeah, I think I could do that. It would be safe to do that because then, you know, it's not his responsibility.
Yeah.
So we took the bear, and, of course, we couldn't get a rating on how he felt about it because there was nothing there. So we just began tapping on the karate chop of the bear, saying, pretending the bear was anger, just focusing on the bear as if it's anger, and I
mm-hmm.
can't express you. And so he began tapping. So even though I know I should be angry, I know I should have this anger, and yet I can't express you. I don't dare feel you because it's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I love and accept myself even if I can't feel you. And then you might go to the top of the head and you say, this anger that has to be somewhere, and if I can't express it because it's not safe, then I must be stuffing it down in my body someplace, and that's not safe either. And then go to the eyebrow. This anger, it's not safe to express it. And the side of the eye button, it's not safe to express this anger. And under the eye button, it's just not safe to express this anger. And under the nose, you might say, and what if it were safe if I could do it, give this anger to this bear? And down on the chin, and what if it were safe? What if I could express my anger and get it out of me and give it to this bear? And go to the collarbone, and what if I could just take this anger out of my body and give it to this bear?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go under the arm, and what if I could do this? I haven't been able to do it. It hasn't been safe. And what if it's safe now? And then you would just maybe take a breath and just reassess where you're at on this, if you can get in touch with any anger, if anything's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then go at it again, just as you would with normal EFT. But you're putting it all onto the bear, where it is much safer. And, of course, he did feel a lot safer doing that.
Yes, because, I mean, a lot of people are brought up with the idea that it's not right or it's just not safe to have anger.
Exactly.
It? And that's a type of externalizing it. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I've had a lot of clients that way, like if they're angry at mother.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't dare be angry at mother. That's not honoring mother. So
mm-hmm.
when you pull the bear out and let the client express it on the bear, it's different.
Mm-hmm. I was very interested. You said about children as well. Can you maybe give us an example of how that could work with children?
Okay. Of how you could use it with children?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say you had a child who wouldn't go to bed, just screaming and wouldn't go to bed. Well, you just ignore that the child's not going to bed, because the more you fight with a child,
mm-hmm.
you know what happens if you've got
yes.
children. Yes. So you take the bear and just go sit on their bed, and you just start tapping on magic and tap on the karate chop, even though magic doesn't want to go to bed. Magic's just terrified to go to bed. He doesn't want to go to bed at all. And he's such a cute little bear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the top of the head. Magic just doesn't want to go to bed. I wonder what Magic's afraid of. And you start go to the eyebrow. Wonder what Magic's afraid of. And by this time, many times, the child will begin to become involved. They'll start to get interested. And then you go to the side of the eye. I wonder why Magic's so afraid to go to bed. And under the eye, I wonder why he's so afraid to go to the bed. But this time the child might say something like, he's afraid of the dark. So then we go under the nose, he's afraid of the dark. Magic's so afraid of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And down to the chin, he's so afraid of the dark. And can you see, without going too much further into that, how the child just begins to interact?
Absolutely. It's just really, absolutely drawing them into that type of
That's
it. Thing, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah?
Drawing them right in, and the problem isn't there, so they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've had this mm-hmm. happen with children where a little boy didn't want to go to school.
Yes.
And so the therapist had used the bear this way, the way I taught her. And the little boy at the end of the session, he says, oh, I can't wait to go to school. And then he looked at Magic and he says, Magic, you'll love it too.
Oh, that's a beautiful story there, Linda.
And what was so powerful about that, Tanya, mm-hmm. is that the lady wrote to me and told me about this, and she says, you know what his other choices were? A mm-hmm. psychiatrist had told the mother to let him cry.
Yes.
And the other choice was putting him on medication.
Oh.
And the mother, when she came to this EFT therapist, was absolutely desperate.
Yes, as I could imagine.
Yes.
You know? But, I mean, that just sounds so beautiful. It's such a wonderful little story, that one. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So what are some of the other things you've used magic buttons, the therapy bear, for?
Well, he's great for having it be your illness. Tell
yes.
your illness how you feel about it. Have it be the doctor. Tell the doctor how you feel about the way the doctor gave you the news.
Well, let's have a look at that. That's very interesting. So how would that, you know, if a person had an illness right now, how would they use therapy bear as the illness?
Okay, let's mm-hmm. say you've got epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we go to the karate chop. That's where I usually like to start
mm-hmm.
because that's where we start on ourselves. And we'd say, even though you are epilepsy, and I've had to live with you all my life, and you've stopped me from doing so many things,
mm-hmm.
and I had to keep you a secret, and then I might just start going around to the point's top of the head. I had to hide you because I felt like a freak when I was young, and nobody understood you. Nobody understood you, including me. And then you might go to the eyebrow and say, my parents were so afraid of you, and they treated me like there was something wrong with me. And I didn't feel like there was anything wrong with me. Side of the eye, and I'm so angry at you. I'm so angry at you. Why did you have to come into my body? And under the eye, I just hate you, epilepsy. I hate you for what you've done to me. I couldn't play football. I can't drive a big truck. There's so many things I can't do because I have the label of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just keep going with that and venting that. And it's kind of standing away from your problem and seeing it as separate from you.
Yeah, I could see how that would work in a very beautiful way. It's allowing them to say what they've been thinking inside, isn't it, really?
Exactly.
And it makes it very easy to do it when they're tapping on the bear.
Exactly.
Yeah?
It makes it so much easier. Yeah.
And what they said at the EFT, I know you're shortening the versions here for us, but, you know, the standard way of doing EFT is to do three kind of setups
mm-hmm.
on the karate point and then go through the points.
Uh-huh.
Would that be the case with tapping bear?
That's what I would mm-hmm. suggest for most people to do. You can just tap and talk, but yeah, kind of keep it just as if you would do it on yourself.
All right.
But again, like with EFT, you know, there's mm-hmm. no real set rules, so
Now, an interesting question here, Linda, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've discussed this before in some of our pre-talks, you know. Magic buttons is always little buttons in just the right places, specifically done for therapy. But can people use their own bears as well, or their own teddy, or their own doll, or whatever?
Oh, people can certainly use their own. Anything that you've put love into, you can
mm-hmm.
certainly use your own. The point about having the points on there is just it kind of helps you focus a little better and helps
mm-hmm.
you remember where the tapping points are. But I actually had a guy just kind of blow my mind in one of my classes I was teaching when I didn't realize I didn't have enough bears for everyone to use. And so he just drew himself a picture of a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And he tapped along. And afterwards, he was raising his hand and telling about the benefits he'd gotten from it and the changes he'd had and the revelations. And then he told us, I've just drawn a picture, and that's what I tapped on. And it just, I just thought, oh my gosh, that's a fantastic way of working with kids. Kids love to draw, a lot of them. Hmm. Have them draw the bear and then tap.
It really expands out how you can use this, doesn't it?
Oh gosh, there's just so many ways we haven't even discovered yet.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that you're very much doing a lot of exploring with this particular way of working.
That's kind of what's happened from day one, just trying to explore and see what happens. And I keep thinking, I keep doing this in front of groups, and I think, oh, my gosh, what if it doesn't work? But every time it's had amazing results.
Yeah, I mean, do people have to believe that it's going to work with tapping bear for the therapy bear for it to work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so, Tanya, because I don't think, I think people, when I first bring the bears out, I've had people say they thought I was crazy.
Ooh.
These bears out, you know, they're like, what's she going to do with that? And then they're just blown away by what happens, you know, the emotions they're able to get up and just the results they see and feel in themselves.
So what kind of feedback have you been having from people?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. I just have fantastic feedback from people.
Mm-hmm.
I need to just put it all together in a book because I'm sure it would help so many people. For instance, one grandmother wrote and said she had heard her grandson had been bitten by a dog, badly bitten, and she couldn't get to him. So she pulled out magic and started tapping on him. Tapping on magic for the little boy that had been bitten, all the things he would have been going through.
Yeah.
He does not fear dogs now. He was very calm and relaxed while he was being treated, and his injury healed very quickly.
Was he there while in the room?
He was not there. He was several miles away.
All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So she used the bear, and I'm assuming it's straight after the dog bit him.
Right after, as soon as she heard that he'd been bitten.
Yeah.
Yep. And she just started, just pulled the bear out, said, what can I do? I'm so far away. What can I do? And she pulled the bear out, started tapping for him, and, you know, tuning into what he would feel, how scared he would be, how, you know, all the different things. He might be frightened of dogs now, and not all dogs bite, and so on and so forth. And she was just, she's just sure that her tapping had something to do with how well he got through all of that.
And, of course, it helps her as well, doesn't it?
And it helps her as well.
You know, being proactive in helping people.
That's an important point, Tanya,
Yeah, so how does the tapping bear work, Valinda?
How does it work? I really don't know. I suppose it's kind of like EFT. You know, we can't really put our finger on it. But I think it has a lot to do with focus and intention.
Yeah. Well, intention is one of them things. It's a very powerful thing, intention, isn't it? Very healing.
Very powerful, yes.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you for explaining in such depth to me here now. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.